waiting for my husband after the bridge collapsed. Oh God, please let him be unconscious, with his wallet lost, unknown in some draped cubicle, with nurses near and scrolling through his phone. You never stayed so late. Oh Jesus, I would give this house and weep with joy to know he stayed at work until he fell asleep. It's midnight. I'm afraid to call or even look too closely at the cars above the water with the broken windows glimpsed between the twisted bars. I sleep, and you are there, the current of the Mississippi in your hair, caressed, so still, so still, so breathless, love, as when last night I touched you there. I wake to hear the doorbell ringing. It is 2 a.m., and through the hues of porch light, yes, no matter what, my pastor always brings good news.